This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan and talking about what comes next for the Mavs. What's next for the Rangers will start to unfold here in about 3 hours. We'll be in the first inning. Rangers and Orioles in Baltimore. They got it done last night. An incredible win, 6-5, after the wheels came off totally in the seventh. They get it done. They push it to extras. And Evan Cart came across for the win. He had two hits. So did Seager. I think there was one other player with multiple hits, actually, as well. But I mean, the big story was Jacob Latz. So we're looking forward to talking with Sandler about this and more a little bit later on here as we head towards the pregame, which is coming up at 5 o'clock here on the home of the Rangers. I think, first of all, what's next is finding out if Jason Kidd is going to be the head coach. And I think it's interesting if Dudley's leaving and Sweeney's leaving.
Yeah.
And Jason Kidd doesn't have an extension if he's going into lame duck year. Is this a thing like, if you want to keep me, then give me an extension? And if you don't, then let me go to New York?
Has he already been extended?
He was extended last year after the finals run.
Okay, I guess what we're talking about here, Dawson, too, is he going to get another extension on top of the extension he already had?
Yeah.
So that's where I think that,
some sort of raise.
See, that's where I think that in talking to people in the organization about this, they were thinking that this is where maybe that Jason was going to try and talk himself into taking that Knicks job or trying to get out to get the Knicks job. And there was, you know, that Nico was willing to let it happen because he didn't want Jason to get more years than him and more money. And he was worried about that. He was going to let him pursue that if he wanted to do that.
Is he back in that mindset now of worried about Jason Kidd getting an extension?
Because
that's something that I'd heard, is that Kidd wants more years.
Yeah, Kidd wants more years.
But he just got an extension last year, as you reminded me.
Right.
So that, I don't know how that all makes sense.
I think I think Nico's camp or Nico worries that if Kidd does get more years, more money, then that'll put him as the top dog in the organization, which will then kind of put Nico aside, maybe on some decisions and things like that. That maybe the Dumont will say, okay, well, hey, I'm gonna rely on the head coach here, and I'm not gonna listen to my general manager much anymore. You know, that's what I think that Nico was worried about. I think that's why this thing went back and forth. The whole thing with Sean Sweeney is fascinating too, by the way. You know, because to me that was one of those things where clearly San Antonio came in there and they offered him more money. It's really kind of a lateral position, but he is associate head coach, but he was really like the associate head coach with the Mavs.
Yeah.
But the Mavs did absolutely nothing to keep him here. You know, he was like, man, you know, I was just talking to some folks in the organization. I'm like, how do you guys just let Sweeney walk? And they're like, well, yeah, we didn't make any kind of offer. We just didn't do anything to try and
so strange.
You know, that the Spurs really kind of blew us away with an offer here that we didn't even try to match.
So if you're not trying to keep Jason Kidd's coaching staff,
yeah, you're trying.
Your assistants are leaving. You're trying to send Jason Kidd a message. You're really not wanted here.
You might be sabotaging Jason Kidd is what you might be doing.
Which is messed up and just goes to show that you have a dysfunctional organization right now. right?
Yes, I would believe so. Now, sometimes you could come into a perfect like family operation as a drill instructor type of leader, and nobody wants to mess with you there. Like, you got to turn over the entire culture and bring in all of your guys, and maybe you could install something greater. But it's unsettling. It really is. And I hope Dumont has good reason to be standing by Nico. Next question here: what's next after you draft Flag? Will Cooper Flag start? Lively AD or Gafford AD or, I don't know, AD PJ. I guess AD PJ works because then you got Flag at three. You need a point guard, I think. But, you know, right now at two guard, is it Najee Marshall? Is it Caleb Martin? Are you running the young guy out there at point guard? Who's little guy? Jaden Hardy? You know, what are you doing now in your backcourt? And how certain are you that Flag's going to be a starter?
I do think that's why, like, listening to the fellows over at DLLS, like, Flag could be the two for them because he's got that versatility. He could really play two through four, and he did run some point as well at Duke. So I think it might
be. That would be awesome. If he can be the point guard or two guard, if he can do a lot of ball handling at the pro level immediately, that would be massive.
Right.
But that's something that when you talk to people in the organization, when they all of a sudden the pick fell into their lap, they weren't really sure of that. They weren't really sure about him as a ball handler. That's something that I guess, now maybe through a combine,
yeah,
and maybe
he'll have to prove that
personal
to them over
workouts
time.
And stuff like that. But, you know, there's a lot of things you could say about Cooper Flag that people in the Mavs are saying. You know, the basketball IQ and all that, all the various things, you know, how competitive he is. But it wasn't about ball handling. That wasn't one of those traits.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where all of a sudden you were like, they were saying, because usually when you and I talk about players, we can name off three quick traits about a player that can kind of describe him. I don't think ball handling was one of the ones that came right off the lips of Mavs people.
Right, so like his ability to just break down a defense with his handling, that's something that he's going to need to improve on. But his ability to just bring the ball up the floor and then set up an offense and facilitate, he did show the ability to do that at Duke. And I think that's with his basketball IQ, hopefully he can develop over time when it comes to improving some of the handles. But if you're looking for a spot to put him, like Najee's come off the bench in his career, he's comfortable with that. Caleb Martin, I don't know if he's going to be on this roster to start the season. That seems like a piece that they could try and move as well. But yeah, if you're looking for where you're going to put him, I think the two right now makes sense unless you want to move stuff around and make him a three.
Yeah, two might make sense. Or, you know, going small with AD at center, I think makes a lot of sense because I want Washington and Flag on the court together at the same time. Texas Monthly has a story how a Vegas billionaire's plan to bring casinos to Texas went bust 6 weeks after the trade in Irving, trying to get it set up, you know, to allow the citizens to vote on allowing destination resorts with gambling on the ballot. And we talked about it at the time, but this story really went behind the scenes on just how big of a fail that was and where it goes from here. The Adelsons brought in some massive heavy hitters to try to get Texas to consider legalized wagering, including the guy who ran the GOP in Harris County, Andy Abboud. They have more powerful Republicans than anybody else that's tried to get gambling legalized in Texas over the years. Lobbyists that had done tremendous work, not only in Nevada, but in Washington, D.C. as well, on federal legislation. And yeah, this guy Abood made a 2-hour speech, had some great ammunition. He said that in Texas, we're the largest illegal gaming market in the world. $53 billion in illicit gambling every year. Texans are playing slots on video terminals and convenience stores and placing illegal bets on sports on their phones. This unregulated market yields no revenue for the state and preys upon the vulnerable. So, like, I've been pro sports gambling my entire life. And when Andy Abood's, you know, reeling that out there, I'm like, yeah, amen. Who can have an issue with this? But the story continues. Moreover, Texas losing $5 billion a year to casinos in neighboring states. And unlike the owners of those tacky joints in Louisiana and Oklahoma, Sands builds the finest destination resorts on the planet, pointing to the $8 billion expansion of Marina Bay Sands in Singapore. Very, very VIP. And then, you know, it starts to get combative as the citizens who had gathered in Irving, I guess that was mid-April at this point, started pointing out, well, you own casinos. This is your business. Of course, you would only say good stuff about it. He said, yeah, but, you know, we have casinos. But you know what? You have 65,000 illegal slot machines in Texas today that nobody is doing anything about. And the crowd didn't want to hear anything about that. Yeah. Asked why Sands had hired so many lobbyists in Austin, Abood replied that it was important to be transparent. We have as many people as we can to answer as many different questions as possible. And they point out for years that many have tried to get gambling legalized, like the horse track, or, you know, but nobody has tried with the amount of resources that the Adelsons did.
Yeah.
And what's really interesting about that is, you know, it shows how important this is, Brian.
It is.
And I wonder if the Luka trade made it that much more difficult. Immediately after the draft, we thought, how much money could this have cost the Adelson family? Could this impact their ability to get approval for casinos? And I don't know. I don't know if it did. But you read farther down in this story, they think Texas is the greatest opportunity for hospitality and casinos in the entire world. They think It's like $50 billion a year, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the number, and the Adelsons were going to bring that with the first casino inside Texas, you could say Dumont and Nico might have cost them, what, a quarter of $1 trillion over a 20-year period? It's somewhere in that neighborhood. And I just don't know how you could continue, you know, to have that man in charge, Dumont in charge, if that's the case.
Well, that's what they say, blood thicker than...
yeah, I guess.
But, you know, I
Dude married in, though.
He married
he
in.
Marry in.
You know,
he
this reminds me of that show Succession. I know we brought it up a couple of times, but it's like, what's the old man do? He puts his kids or cousins in charge of the biggest industries around the world. Like, go run Europe. The guy's a complete train wreck.
Yeah.
You know, go run TV news. Guy doesn't have any sort of expertise at all. But if you're in the billionaire family, you're asking, Dad, come on, let me do something big. Let me do something special. Or your dad's daughter, your wife, is saying, Dad, let my husband do something important. Because none of those guys want to be what they really are, which is Nepo babies. You know, they were just born into generational wealth, and now they want to feel important. Oh, I'm not a Nepo baby. I'm good at this. So they wrangle control away from people who have committed their lives and climbed the leadership totem pole to the top, to put in people who are just complete dumpster fires. And that's what we're still recovering from. And, you know, the good news, I think, in sports is this happens quite often. There are a number of owners that say, hey, same thing happened to me when I first bought the team. Got too involved, trusted some people, sucked. Here's how you get on track. Yeah. And hopefully by the time, you know, Nico's done with whatever he's going to do, you know, Dumont has that sort of light bulb moment. Paul Biancardi is the National Recruiting Director for ESPN. He joins us next on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.